This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles Show. My name is Daniel Smukowski. I am the founder of Special Chronicles, a Southern Tribal Global Messenger alum with Special Olympics and a Health Messenger, among other titles. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free. And follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, specialchronicles.com. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, we are recapping. This is part two of a recap of our new Special Olympics Illinois Health Messenger training, Becoming a Health Messenger, featuring a conversation with my good friend Loan Miller, as we share our audio diary reflections from the training that took place on February 24th, along with new in part two that we didn't cover in part one. We'll be also talking about the second part as well. And so please put your virtual hands together as we welcome back on the Special Chronicles podcast, for I believe a five-time guest, possibly, our good friend Loan Miller. Welcome back, Loan.
Hey,
it's good to have you back on the program. And I believe we were trying to figure out how many times have you been on the Special Chronicles podcast.
This is the fifth time.
So you are now, I feel like we need to have some type of club now as a five-time guest.
Yes.
So good to have you back on. And this time is about, well, our listeners, if you're just listening to the audio podcast, look down in the description or the image for this episode, or if you're just scroll over to specialchronicles.com, click on watch, and then you can watch the watch us on YouTube. You see it says health mini series, so it's all related to becoming a health messenger. We're gonna both reflect on this training, but before I share of why I wanted to become a health messenger, I'll let you, Loan, go first and kind of share why you wanted to become a health messenger. Because what I think is unique is you have taken a health messenger training in the past. I know doing in 2020, I also took a health messenger training in the past, but this is a brand new training that Special Olympics has for us. So why did you want to become a newly certified health messenger?
Well, it all really started when I was younger. I was figure skating, competing in figure skating at the time, and Dave Breen was there at my competition and had asked me what I wanted to do for Special Olympics. And I told him I wanted to be a global messenger. And since then, my thing is I like taking, as my journey kept unfolding with Special Olympics, I was someone who has always just liked to do more and more and more to help out Special Olympics, because Special Olympics has been such a huge thing in my life. It helped me stay fit and healthy and comfortable in my body and all of that. And I wanted to continue and share my journey and story with everyone else, and also at the same time celebrate abilities and inspire others to do that. And being a health messenger, it talks about celebrating the abilities of feeling, of being fit and feeling good about yourself. And that's basically the whole message that I've been trying to put out in the world.
Awesome. I love that. And I think for myself, I've wanted to, similar to you, wanted to give back and take my athlete leadership to another level, because just like what I've done for the past 15 years as an athlete leader, as an award-winning podcast host, is talked about all different parts of the Special Olympics movement, from the sports that we compete in to athlete leadership to becoming a Southern Tribal Global Messenger. And it, a couple of my friends, Winnie and Hannah, have become health messengers, and seeing that this is another important part of Special Olympics, it was an easy fit to want to become a health messenger. But then also with that, trying to myself to get better with my health, to exercise more, to lose weight, to eat healthier, is also some of why I wanted to become a health messenger as well, to grow those skills. And then by sharing my health journey, your health journey with our listeners, they're able to keep us accountable, I think, as well, where we're able to be on this health journey together in.
Yeah. And at the same time, like, our listeners are also seeing how, you know, seeing us and seeing that with our abilities, we're still able to be like everyone else and really work towards our goals of being healthy.
Absolutely. And speaking of those goals, we'll get into some of our health goals in a moment. I might have somewhere in my notes, I've got my personal health goal. I may have even made a note of it here, potentially somewhere in my notes. let's kind of move on and kind of share what our motivation was to become a health messenger and how we prepared for this weekend.
Okay.
I'll let you go first, Lauren, sharing with our listeners what your motivation was.
My motivation is just the feeling of being able to know that I can do it is a huge thing. Knowing that I have the ability and that I'm capable of doing it just like everyone else, that's my motivation, because I want to be healthy, and yeah, that's what I would say my motivation is.
Awesome. For me, I believe my motivation to become a health messenger is to motivate myself and my teammates and my friends and my family to be healthy, to live a healthy lifestyle, and to also to educate the doctors and those about the importance of inclusive health, that those of us with intellectual disabilities like Loan and myself and the 6 million Special Olympics athletes across the globe, that we have the right to inclusive health and to stay fit too.
Right.
I think that's another part of my motivation, which builds upon my experience as a Southern Tribal Global Messenger in at the World Games in Berlin and Abu Dhabi, and seeing the importance of our healthy athletes and the importance of our health programs. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead, and somewhere I've got I need to update my change my sound clips around a little bit, but hopefully you all hear that background music. If we're going to go ahead and just take a quick break to let you all know, to support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. Please support this podcast to help us operate our studio and pay our monthly website, podcast, and video recording studio hosting. It's free for you to listen, but it costs us money each month to keep this podcast and all of the podcasts on specialchronicles.com free for you to listen. It's thanks to listeners like you. Please visit specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give with a monthly or one-time gift of thanks today. Thank you for your support from the bottom of my heart. specialchronicles.com/give. And there we go, Loan. With that, we'll move into some of our big takeaways from the training, which the training took place on a couple months ago, and then we had I think from the time we called in this a few weeks ago, we had Pal 2 that was on Zoom. And this can either be from the in-person that we mm-hmm. attended at Special Olympics headquarters, or it can be also from the second pout that we had. But what was some of your biggest takeaways from the training? What messages just stood out? What messages resonated with us? I'll let you go first, and then I'll kind of share.
Sure. So for me, my biggest takeaway was hearing all the stories and ideas of other people and opinions on all different types of health. I definitely felt like I took away the huge part of the emotional health. Why I say that is because that is something I really highly value in myself, is my emotional health. I like to make sure that, like, a big huge thing about health is that you do every day what makes you feel comfortable with your body and being in tune with it. And like, for example, I love to work out because not only do I feel like not only is it physical activity, it's also it calms me down. It gets me in tune with my body. It makes me feel confident with myself. After the workout, I'm very happy with how much I push myself during the workout. And it doesn't just affect your fitness, it affects your emotional health and your mental health. And I think that is such a huge, that's what I took away from the training. And I think more people need to realize that it's not just about the fitness. I think more people need to realize that when you're working out, it's not just about fitness. It's about how you feel inside.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. For me, similarly to you, and for those of you listening, Lowen and I did not compare notes before we started recording. So this is all off the cuff. But similarly to you, I think some of the messages that stood out for me in this Becoming a Health Messenger training is the emotional health. The hydration and infusion water with strawberries and cucumbers, and that was kind of one message. But the even bigger message is similarly to you, Lowen, the strong minds discipline of healthy athletes, which relates to emotional health. Because a lot of times, I think when our teammates or our friends or family, a lot of times we'll think that when we talk about being a health messenger, or we talk about the health programs, the Special Olympics, probably the first thing that people think of is, like you said, that the physical, Fit Five and the fitness and those. But there's a whole series of disciplines of the health programs, Special Olympics. And so, of that emotional health, the strong minds is something that I took away. For example, I've got on my desk, no joke, I've got on my desk right next to the mixer and my microphone here is this DIY stress ball that.
Yeah.
You made. So I've got it. I'm not saying that podcasting is stressful, but I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I've got it. I think I need to stop bringing this to work because
it works.
I work. Yeah. Cause like when we talk with passengers, right. So that was a big thing that, I almost wish I knew some of that when I was in Berlin at the World Games, because being a Solidarity Global Messenger with how busy, back-to-back busy our schedule was, it wasn't until my mentor Karen and I were in the taxi going back to the airport from when we left the hotel, when we were in the taxi, I got one of the other mentors gave me a Strong Minds bag from Special Olympics Colorado. And I wish I would have had that during the 2 weeks or the week and a half that we were there. So it wasn't until the taxi cab ride back to the airport that I got that. But now I'm glad that the whole strong minds and emotional health was just like you, Lowen, was a big takeaway. And I think that's something that we continue to educate our listeners, educate our community on.
That's great.
And speaking of the ride home, now, when I had part one, if listeners, if you go to specialchronicles.com/health, listen back to the previous part one of this podcast series, and Eric, because he lives in southern Illinois, he drove home south. We were driving home north, and so for you, this question, talk about a ride home. I wish I would have recorded some of our conversation on the ride home, but this is where we're gonna of that would have been 2 hours. It turned into an extra long ride home for us.
It was a long ride, but what I really loved about that is it gave us a chance to, like, either we run into each other at work, or we run into each other at all these Special Olympics events. But it really gave us a chance to really bond and, you know, just two friends taking a ride to and from the Hell's Messenger training. I thought that just made us bond more.
I agree. I think it did make us bond more. And we even said we should do this again because it was.
I really would love to do it again. I had so much fun with you, Daniel.
Yeah, me too. And this time I will not spill my coffee. No, spill your coffee in the car.
That was really funny.
It was. For the listeners, no, I spilled her coffee that she got from the hotel. The coffee she didn't. It was free coffee. So,
yeah, that was a really funny moment that we had.
Yes. So, this funny moment, let's kind of take a step kind of back to the main topic, and yeah. I don't know how much reflecting we did in the car because we were talking about all different types of stuff that, you know, friends talk about. But let's maybe kind of put ourselves back in the car. I know we're both in two different studios now. But let's kind of take ourselves back to February 24th to that long, long, long car ride home. Mm-hmm. And what kind of health messenger that we both want to be. And then we'll go on from there. But there's kind of three. We'll kind of divide this ride home reflection into three different parts. So let's kick it off and say kind of what kind of health messenger that we want to be, building upon the messages that stood out and that resonated, like building upon our biggest takeaways. If we were to kind of sum up everything that we learned, what kind of health messenger that we want to be now that we're certified health messengers?
Right. For me, I would say that I would really focus on the emotional health. And I put that a lot in my blog. By the way, that is, it's called Exceptionalities. Please check out my blog. So I write a lot about emotional health, and I also write a lot about, like, special events that happen throughout the year, like Women's History Month and Down Syndrome, National Down Syndrome Day, all of that. So I do a little bit of that too. But I think most of it is about emotional health. So I write a lot about that. And honestly, I know that the other thing I would love to do with my health messenger stuff is do more of this with you. I mean, I really like being able to collaborate with you, Daniel, because not only are you a fun person and easy to talk to and a great listener and give great advice, you're also someone who you're articulate and you work so hard on your podcast, and honestly, is an inspiration to all of us, and I want to make sure you realize that, Daniel.
Thank you.
I like working with people that inspire me.
Yeah, thank you. I love working with you and with people that inspire and empower me as well. And jumping off of what you said, I think the kind of house muscle that I want to be is somewhat similar, but I want to be able to, particularly like through this podcast and this health mini series 2.0, is to educate the mainstream community, like the people, not just within inside our Special Olympics community, but those outside, our co-workers, our neighbors, our other people that will listen and hear about the importance of the Special Olympics health programs. So that's kind of one kind of health muscle that I want to be, but I'll, so kind of using this podcast series as an education moment, to also collaborate with you, Lowen, to collaborate with Eric, to our fellow health messengers, but also to kind of along with that, to also educate doctors and health professionals. It all kind of fits. So it's similar to you, whether it's your blog or this podcast series. That's the kind of health messenger that I want to use, kind of, because I've talked about all different other aspects of the Special Olympics movement. So it's a perfect addition to all of the other topics on the Special Chronicles podcast that you are listening to right now.
Right. I also want to add, I should say that I also want to be able to get other people to tell their stories about how they are giving back to Special Olympics and how Special Olympics has been a huge impact on them. I think it's very important to hear other people's stories and other people's opinions and ideas, because, I mean, as I said, that was a huge takeaway for me at the Health Messenger training, because hearing what other people have to say, I mean, it's one thing for us to represent them, and it's another for them to represent themselves. And we need to get other people to represent themselves and show that they are just as capable of doing all of this health stuff, and just hearing what they have to say is going to be just as moving as what we have to say.
Absolutely. And going along, kind of, again, jumping off, I think that's why we drive so well, is that jumping off, I also want to be able to tell have other Special Olympics athletes to be able to tell their, not just their stories, but their health stories, their health journeys. If our community, whether it's health professionals and doctors, or our friends and neighbors, or our coaches, or Special Olympics staff, if they hear not just you and me, but other athletes and their health journeys, then they'll be able to battle either solve us, whether it's a health professional, a doctor, or our coaches or staff. They'll be, if they hear not just our stories, but our health stories, our health journeys, they'll be able to better help give us the support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Business Resource Group, connecting people of our abilities. Learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. At specialchronicles.com/united. And whoa, sorry. You have been a 5-time guest on the Special Chronicles podcast. Thanks all for listening. And until then, maybe we can say Tuesday included at the same time. Until then, have a great week. We'll see you back here next Monday, next week, same time, same place, specialchronicles.com. And until then, choose to include. Here's to include. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles. Brings back and a voice to people with special needs.